Thanks for hanging around, and thanks, of course, for checking us out on Facebook and where else, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Lots of cool stuff. We always talk about it, but a great interactive website wherever you want to go across the greater 50, I believe. Is it also including?
All 50.
All 50. There you go. And really just plug in where you want to go, and you can get all the details of what's going on in that state from the DNRs across the world. Or our world.
Our world.
Yeah.
Our states.
Our states. And, of course, the links that are on the site as well from those folks that we've talked to and are friends of the show. So hang tight for that. Check it out. And you'll enjoy perusing. You can get caught in that black hole.
Yeah.
The spiral. Once you start checking things out, then it becomes... It's called immersed.
Right.
Like other websites that you can do that I will not mention, but
right.
Yeah, there you go. We had talked a little bit, highlighted it, about the sturgeon event that was on a neighboring state in Michigan. They hit a quota. So what happens is they open fishing. They know what the fish number of fish they can take.
For the season.
For the season. And they hit it in exactly 65 minutes.
They hit the quota in 65 minutes.
Yeah.
How do they know that?
They got 7 sturgeon they could get.
Statewide.
Well, in this lake.
Oh,
a lake alone. Oh. One lake alone.
Okay, gotcha.
And they had the harvest limits set. And it helps accommodate the expected number of anglers and anticipates the harvest. They have one more fish. So they said, we can take 6, but we're going to have 7 that you can take because they can cut it off at 6. They knew they probably have one more that would come in.
Right.
And there were 630 anglers registered for that particular event. Good number of supervised youth. According to the DNR, harvested sturgeon ranged in size from 32 to 55 inches long, from 6.5 to 35 pounds. And they actually had how the fish were caught. I mean, ranking.
Oh,
so
really?
The first fish, 49 inch male weighing 30 pounds. Second, 55 inch, 35 and a half. Third, 54 inch. Fourth, 32. Fifth, 54, weighing 34 pounds. And the sixth fish was 39 inch male that weighed 11 pounds. So that was a scrawny runt. But
how were they caught?
Harvest fish captured in this particular run, they were speared. And well, as well as hook and line. So they were doing both. It's funny, they were notified the season closure in a variety of ways, mainly from nearly instantaneous text alerts. So as soon as somebody caught that last fish, there were DNR on the ice.
Sure.
And all they did was text everybody, immediately said, we're done. And, it was... Between that and then knocking on houses and making sure everybody knew that they had the word. And that was in the Sheboygan River watershed. They've done a great job at really bringing back the sturgeon in that particular watershed. So a pretty amazing way that they can
Well, it's nice regulate. They're controlling it.
It is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. Well, you were talking about Winnebago. I mean, that's always a crazy event.
Well, they do have. I didn't read the whole article, but I did notice the one of the sturgeon that were caught there. I don't know how long it was, but the winning sturgeon was 165 pounds. That is a lot of sturgeon. I don't know what you do with it. Have you ever eaten sturgeon? Have you? Is it good?
It's quite good.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Smoked.
Oh.
Whew. They're soggy and hard to light, but other than that. Sorry. I always have to use that whenever I can. But they are good to eat, no question about it. And Winnebago, it's funny. They've got a buddy of mine actually has a Suburban set up just for it. It's got holes in the floor.
Oh.
He drills the holes, drives over it, puts the tube down, not for sturgeon per se, ice fishing itself.
But, right.
And then he can go ice fishing. But then obviously sturgeon, it's a dark house scenario with a spear. It's a very, if you ever watch it on YouTube, I encourage you guys to check it out, whether it's wherever, YouTube or whatever, but look it up, watch sturgeon fishing when you're spearing. It is the most exhilarating up close and personal thing you could ever possibly imagine.
Well, it looks like I think a gator coming, you know, through your. I mean, they cut a big ice hole in there. I've been over to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, when one of those tournaments have been going on. I think they only get to do one a year, and I happened to be there, and I was having dinner in the establishment there that's right on the water, and guys were going out and coming in, and it's pretty popular.
Oh, yeah. You put the decoy down there, and they have a weight on the end of the decoy that's down a ways, so it stays down when you move it.
Right.
I was blown away. No question about it. It was crazy. Well, you look at it, you get a 50-inch fish that's swimming right underneath you, and you're.
Yeah. I'm just not a big fan of. I'm not a big fan of spearing. It's just so hard to catch and release.
Well, yeah. No, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, okay, South Dakota,
yeah,
down in Oahe. This is a crazy deal. They do the same thing, not above on the ice, but in summer, they'll go swim in the trees, and they'll spear walleyes with a spear gun.
Again, probably pretty hard to catch and release.
Oh, it is. I just find it difficult how you're able to find the 21-inch fish from the 19-inch fish, which is kind of a...
Underwater. Everything looks bigger.
Got to be good.
Yep.
We're actually...
Well, you use a ruler, can't you?
Well, yeah. Excuse me. Can I measure you?
Yes.
We actually were out fishing a tournament, and they had the float alerts that there's a diver in the trees,
sure,
while we're trolling outside the trees. That didn't make me too happy, but we'll just...
Well, you should have moved.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It wouldn't be so pleasant if you hooked a poor diver down there that doesn't know you're there.
Can you imagine?
No.
The planer board goes back. It's crazy. Oh, well. Well, tell you what, Don, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about Congress trolling social media with hunting photos after somebody was put in Twitter jail. Kind of an interesting story. We'll be right back. Hang tight.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
So, Donald.
Yes.
I teased the story before we went to break, and I was rather surprised at how this kind of Twitter social, I don't know what you call it, social media thing.
Sting?
That went on. Yeah.
Okay. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Multiple Republican members of Congress took to Twitter on Tuesday to defend the Montana GOP Senator Steve Daines after a social media giant locked him out of his account for allegedly displaying graphic violence with a profile photo that showcased his recent hunt with his wife.
Really?
Yep. The decision from Twitter drew outrage from Republicans, both the Senate and the House, with some in Congress, including South Dakota GOP Senator Mike Rounds and Montana Governor GOP Rep, excuse me, Matt Rosendale, North Dakota Rep. Kelly Armstrong. They decided to share their own hunting photos as well on the platform.
What was offensive to them?
They don't know. They just posed with it was an antelope, and it was a really nice picture. It was a great picture. He and his wife, it was a beautiful sunny day, and...
So did these representatives actually have an issue with it, or
no, what they did
being
is,
trolled?
What they did is they decided, we're going to post our hunting photos as well and see if they try and cancel us.
Okay, gotcha.
So they trolled to see if they were going to get yanked as well. And surprisingly enough, Daines, the original one who was banned, got his account reinstated Tuesday afternoon. And he thanked Elon Musk for recognizing this photo was similar to hunting pictures that Americans post regularly.
Right.
It's our Montana way of life, and we're proud of it. I'm glad Elon Musk recognizes this, he said in a statement after his account was reinstated. Standing in solidarity, the other senators and reps posting their hunts as well. And it's kind of crazy. It said...
So the representatives didn't have an issue with what he...
No, they were supporting him, Don.
They were supporting him, seeing if they were going to get canceled as well.
Exactly. So they call it a troll to see if they can't get them to try and do something else.
Sure.
The company said this is being fixed. Policy against showing blood in a profile pic is being amended to clearly showing blood without clicking on the profile pic. The intent is to avoid people from being forced to see gruesome profile pics, Musk wrote in a Twitter post in response. I hear Twitter has a problem with hunting photos. They clearly haven't been to Montana, said Rosendale, who represents the state's congressional district. He said in a tweet, another rep said that they voiced support for Danes, sharing the photo of himself and others who took part in a once-in-a-lifetime moose hunt in North Dakota. He said Senator thinks it's preposterous that a picture of him and his wife hunting, an activity that's ingrained in the Montana way of life, would be against Twitter rules. Our team has reached out to Twitter and will be working to get that resolved. Other members of Congress who were outraged by the decision to suspend his account shared their frustration over the decision, and they said he shouldn't be censored because people disagree with the post. Hunting animals isn't violence. It's how people have fed their families for millions of years, said Carter, who represents the 1st Congressional District. If Twitter thinks this image needs censoring, just wait until he hears where chicken nuggets come from.
That's a good one.
Twitter's sensitive media policy states that certain images may be subject to removal, including pictures or videos that depict excessively graphic or gruesome content related to death, animal torturing, or killing, which is fine. I totally agree with that. But there's nothing that's showing any of that. Guidelines state exceptions to the policy may include religious sacrifice, food preparation, processing, and hunting. So that's the exceptions. And they haven't responded it beyond that.
Well, I will say most ethical hunters have a lot of respect for the animal that they're hunting, and you don't display it in an improper way. I mean, it goes way back to the when I was a young guy. I remember the rednecks that were hunting deer. You know, they'd strap them to the hood and go down the road or on top of the car, and it's like, that's not what you do. I mean, it's not...
Well, the only thing you can do sometimes is you're not going to put a deer inside your station wagon because not everybody had a pickup truck. You had a station wagon.
And that's what you used to have as a head ornament.
Well, no, you had to strap it to the top. Right. You know, and I get it. And again, 99.9% of the hunters out there are going to be doing everything. You know, you do it in a respectful way because, hey, this is the reason I'm out here is because I enjoy spending time with friends. I enjoy the outdoors. I enjoy the hunt itself. It's like fishing. If it was not called fishing, you call it catching, but there is not catching. It's the event that in doing it that's the challenge, and that's what brings the excitement to the whole piece and part. And that is the photo is a representation of that hard work that went into it, and you want to share that with others that you did good. Right. And that was, you know,
in the world.
And then they can call you to ask for some, hey, when you're having dinner.
Right. In the world of fishing, if we were all honest, we do a lot more fishing
than catching.
Than we do catching.
Yeah.
If we're all honest.
You know, and the other thing is, too, when you have a harvest, then you always ask people for beer sticks.
Right. It's been
right,
working
right,
for
Ava?
Yeah.
Been working for some of us.
Yeah. Some of us, we got it right away. I this delayed gratification thing, we're like...
Hey, we rectified it this year.
Yeah.
Did she bring in beef sticks?
They're still waiting.
I'm still waiting. Next month, apparently.
Oh. Apparently, they're aging the beef, the venison.
The venison,
yeah. Yeah. Story I had not highlighted. People are going to be interested in this. The walleye quota increases for Lake Mille Lacs is coming up, and the regulations to show or indicate that will be forthcoming. Out of Isle, Minnesota, members of the Lac Mille Lacs Fishery Advisory Committee met with state officials at McQuaid's. You remember McQuaid?
Yep.
Or McQuaid, sorry. Terry's up there, used to own that. And they're talking about the potential input to the regulations for Mille Lacs. And they were scrutinizing 2023 walleye fishing regulations. This committee has guides, resort owners, anglers, community members who meet four times a year. They wanted to get input. Ultimately, the committee has recommended to have an open season throughout the walleye fishing season, with a slot keeper size being between 21 and 23 inches. In the past, there's been a closed season for walleye during prime hooking mortality time during hot months of summer. The committee, however, wants continuous fishing throughout the season. This is going to be a big deal. Another discussion point was the triggers that would alter the regulations sooner than later. The DNR wants to make a regulation change. It requires to give the six Ojibwe tribes like 60 days notice regarding the changes. They want to change that to a very short window, especially if there's any changes that come in where they can open up the season and allow that. Because once September 1st rolls around, people are going hunting, they're closing cabins, and what they want to do is make sure that they can extend that visitation up there in the walleye areas as long as they possibly can. And it would liberalize regulations if the harvest is not going well, because last year they under-harvested by a significant amount. That would allow them to change that regulation, expand it from 21 to 23, and then expand it so it could happen literally in a week. So you all of a sudden you'll know, click, it's hit, let's open it up and give people an opportunity to harvest more fish. So,
I mean, that is big for the state of Minnesota. Mille Lacs being probably one of the premier walleye fisheries in the state for the last umpteen years. And then, for whatever reason, we've had this decline, and now there sounds like it's getting healthy again.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Just real quick, the state had a total of 15,000 pounds of its 80,000-pound quota last year. That's how far down off of it that was. So definitely pluses, and there's Goodyear classes out there, two Goodyear year classes out there, and it's going to be able to harvest the next couple of years, which is going to be great. So, fantastic. Thank you guys for joining us, and got a lot more stories coming up next week. It's going to be fun. Have a great week, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. For Eric, me, Ava, and Don, we are Valley Outdoors. See ya.